I'm Ebony K. Williams, attorney and host. Welcome to Holding Court, where we analyze the latest legal headlines that everybody's already talking about. But we dig deep into how the courts impact the culture. We break it all down, going straight from gavel to your newsfeed. And every week, we keep it 100. Right, Dustin?
That's right, E. Let's hold court.
All right, Dustin Ross, how was your weekend, babe?
My weekend was incredible. I saw a great play downtown, The Queens of Sheba.
Okay.
Yeah, off-Broadway in Chelsea at the Chelsea Factory. That. Incredible production from four sisters from London.
Okay.
Written, directed, and performed by an all-black female cast. It was incredible.
Love that.
So shout out to
How long Queens is that running? Do you know?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
But I think it was just a limited run there at the theater, but I'm glad that I caught it.
Well, speaking of glad we caught some thespian experiences, as usual, we write on the same page.
Yeah.
I was able to go see The Piano Lesson last night.
Oh, my God.
Finally,
yes.
Finally. I'm late. Yes. Todd and Candy were there. Co-producers, of course, of the show.
Yes.
And it was fantastic.
Yes.
Now, I'm going to say this. I also saw Death of a Salesman with one of my, I'll call him co-conspirators in the work of Black liberation, Wendell Pierce.
Yes,
the great Wendell
absolutely.
Pierce, because Wendell does incredible work, y'all, all over, but especially in New Orleans,
yes.
his hometown. Yes, grocery stores, everything y'all need.
Yes.
Wendell Pierce got it, okay?
Yes.
And Wendell's phenomenal. I expect him to be nominated and potentially win the Tony for Best Actor.
I would love to see that.
Because he carried the whole show.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be honest with you. No disrespect to anybody else, but that show is not that show without Wendell Pierce in that role. He's just doing something different.
He's got range.
That brother,
range,
listen,
range,
from the
Ebony.
Bunk
yes.
to Meghan Markle's daddy on Suits.
Waiting to exhale.
I actually love his character, Waiting to Exhale.
First, it's from think about that range, though, from waiting his character and Waiting to Exhale.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
No, it's phenomenal. So, Samuel Kilton, and I really, really loved John David Washington's performance.
Oh my God.
I expect to see him also nominated.
Love to see that.
And what I really appreciate, and Natalie and I were discussing it. Shout out to Natalie.
Hey, Natalie.
Who's a frequent juror. She listens. She be, if
okay.
that shit don't drop by 7 a.m., she
okay.
like, hella bitch, where is the show? I need to get my day started.
Okay.
We love it. He has so avoided the trap, Dustin, of so many, you know, we're having this conversation about Nepo babies.
Yeah,
and
just, yep.
Whatever. You can't help who you're born to. So to me, it's a question of not who you were born to, it's what you do with it.
And get ready to be mad at me if I decide to have a baby.
Oh, I already know. Your baby's going to be
spoiled. I'll name my baby Nepo.
Nepo.
Come here, Nepo.
Come here, Nepo.
So y'all know what's up from
because
the
giddy-up. Because daddy did it for a reason.
That's right.
I think it's ridiculous.
Are
but anyways,
crazy?
He is such a thespian in his own right.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you really forget you're watching
Denzel's son.
Yep. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I think very few talents could walk in that
mm-hmm.
space coming from, I believe Denzel to be the greatest actor of any color of at least two generations.
For sure.
But what John David is doing on that stage is breathtaking.
I can't wait to see it. I'm supposed
you
to
better
be gone,
hurry
so
up.
It's over in what,
the 29th.
Two, 3 weeks? Yeah,
no,
or,
Negro.
Oh, next weekend.
Yes, you best to hurry.
Yeah,
you
I
got
will.
Some shows this. You better go kick your ass
this week.
This week.
I promise you, I'm gonna go put the.
I think
black
you also have
seat.
Next weekend. I think
okay.
you have this week and the weekend coming.
Perfect. Well, I'm gonna go. I don't know why I was thinking the end of February, but yeah.
I don't know why either.
Me,
but I'm glad we're talking about it. January, and that was the extension. January, and like all the black shows are closing. So y'all, if you're listening, you got about by the time this drops, you're gonna have about 3-4 days.
Yeah. Yeah.
Piano Lesson closes. Death of a Salesman with Wendell Pierce just closed. Jesse Williams' show is still running because these hoes is still flying across the country to see that little meat.
Take me out.
Yeah, but they are. They're ridiculous. And I be seeing them running, mm-hmm. literally running to the show. The show started at 2:30. They be,
yep.
oh, Lord.
And smiling, waiting for a picture
listen,
afterwards.
With their
okay.
phones out. A mess. I got a girlfriend flew all the way from L.A. to see that show. And then flew right back the next day. I didn't even see the hoe.
Well, that's one way to get them in the, get the butts
get,
in, the
in the
seats,
seats.
Ain't it? Okay.
That was a very successful
he
PR
said, hold
campaign.
On, I got y'all.
Good job,
okay.
Jesse. All right. That's the weekend. We rambling. Okay, y'all, let's get to the docket. I'm sure all of y'all have now seen that I found triggering video of the good sis, Sha'Carri Richardson, being thrown off the plane. There's no other cute way to say that. That happened. We're going to talk about that.
Yes,
and, of
we
course,
are.
The legal ramifications. Something might surprise you that I'm going to drop on your lap, but then there's also her opportunity to pursue some legal action as well.
Wonderful.
But the airline has a point, so
mm-hmm.
we'll get there, too. Also, I can't even believe we saw this. This was dumb times, too.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the new motion now by prosecutors in the Young Thug. Like, you're already on trial for these RICO charges. Young Thug and apparently one of his co-defendants look like they are, and prosecutors are alleging Dustin hand-to-hand. Now, would they still do that?
I cannot, so we will.
We will.
Yes.
I love that. I cannot, so we will. There so we're going to talk about that alleged hand-to-hand. And then, in the same damn breath, another member of YSL, Yak Gotti's mom, arrested because it's looking like she's trying to smuggle in contraband. Of course, tobacco being a contraband in this situation. To her, too much hand-to-hand, and you're going to do the hand-to-hand in the courtroom.
It's always the damn family. That's all I have to say. It's always the family, but we will get there.
You can't, so we will.
There you
I
go.
Like that. And lastly, we're going to talk about Cardi B and probably what felt like a nothing story. You know, Cardi got an extension. But it hit me personally because I, too, have needed an extension of community service.
And there's no shame, okay? Okay.
We were just talking, y'all, before the mics went hot about how I'm so glad Dustin didn't know me back in my real shenanigan days. And that was one of the shenanigans your friend, Auntie E, pulled.
Getting
in front of the judge. Well, what had happened, Your Honor? And I had about one time to do that. The second time I tried to shoot, you're going to find out what happened.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to get to that.
That is hilarious.
Oh, I've come. My God. That's how we know there's a God.
I love the fact that you have the community service badge on your sash.
I do.
I love that. Okay.
And wait till I tell you where I had to perform it, too, because I was playing with the court. And then it was like, oh, bitch, you want to play? We got something for your ass. Oh, it's good. It's good. Okay, so we're going to start, of course, with Sha'Carri Richardson being forcibly, but she was directly instructed to leave the aircraft of an American Airlines flight. And this would hurt my heart to watch it go down. I'll give you some facts, and then, Dustin, I want to hear your take, and then we'll get into the legal.
Okay.
So, y'all know Sha'Carri Richardson, I would say over the last 2 years, you know, just become a household name, bona fide superstar track and field athlete. You know, and I think we know her, Dustin, as much for her accomplishments on the field as for her impact on the culture.
For sure.
You know, she's got a look. She's got a vibe.
Yep.
You know, I think she's a lovely black woman. I think she's
unique.
Queer. She's queer identifying, I believe, as well.
Yep.
So she just represents, I think, a lot of dopeness of the culture in this moment in the culture and the dynamics that can coexist as an American athlete and a black queer woman in America today. I just like
right
it.
Right on the nail.
Right, okay. So she is this star that she is. And we saw that she posted an Instagram story, which this is very common. We also saw this with Odell Beckham Jr. recently when he was having an altercation on his flight. We'll get to that comparison and contrast in a second. So Sha'Carri's on the plane, American Airlines flight, and she is on IG Live. And you could hear that there's white male flight attendant, apparently named John, is they're having some type of combative exchange, right? And you can see this. She says, I don't like basically the way you're speaking to me. I don't appreciate your tone. And my issue is not that you're giving instructions around flight safety. It's the way in which you are speaking to me. He's, you know, just doing a lot. He's getting in the thing in her Instagram video. And so she says this on Instagram. Following, you know, the back and forth, he's standing in front of me doing the safety protocols. He continues to lean over and look at my phone. He asked to see that my phone was on airplane mode at this point. He demanded that I show it to him, which I did in front of him. And I think we've all been, I've certainly been there, you know, where you're still kind of playing on the phone on takeoff and then, okay, bitch, I'm good. Like,
everybody
here we go.
That travels regularly has experienced that. Yeah.
Okay, but in the video, this is where it gets dicey, Dustin. Again, there's this back and forth. She pans to show the flight attendant. He does the thing that all white people that don't want to be called out do. Why are you filming me? Don't film me. She's like, well, I'm recording me. You got in my shot. And now you're harassing me. And I think you should stop. Okay. Then this is really the part that really pissed me off. I really had to take a moment. This other white male passenger who had nothing to do. Nothing to do with this situation, y'all. This is between Sha'Carri and John, the flight attendant. A random white man, supposed to be minding his own business, leans over and says to Sha'Carri, thank you so much. Because of you, I'm going to miss my connection.
Very nasty. Very, very profane.
He got to the profane. So then she says, oh, so you're worried about your connection. You're not worried about the fact that this man is disrespecting me. And she's very calm at this
very
point.
Very measured in her tone.
She wasn't even cursing at that point. He brought the profanity in.
Yes, he did.
He says, I don't give a shit. Mm-hmm. And she goes, well, then I don't give a shit about your connection.
Yeah.
If it's good for the goose, it's got to be good for the gander.
Which, duh.
Duh. And so at this point, you see other airline staff kind of circling, corralling. And then, you know, long story short, the captain, they come to Shikari and say, the captain has now asked for your removal.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, well, does the captain know what went down, basically? Mm-hmm. And they say, well, regardless, you need to go. And she is at that point escorted off the plane. And you hear some assholes in the back of the plane
cheering.
Applauding.
Mm-hmm.
How did it feel for you watching it, Dustin?
As soon as I saw the original flight attendant, the white man that she was having their original exchange with, as soon as I saw his face, I already knew what this was about.
Mm-hmm.
You could see it in the way that he was looking at her condescendingly.
Very much so.
The way
we have to say a fact that I forgot when you brought up the condescending tone.
Mm-hmm.
He was, I think, resentful because a lot of this started because a fan, one of Shikari's fans.
Mm-hmm.
And how dare this black woman
have a fan. Yeah, you know that's what it was. Yep.
A fan wanted a photo with her.
Yep.
And that's what started it. Continue.
Then the way that he rapped when she panned the phone around to, or the camera around, I should say, to record him and put him into the video that he was continuing to intrude and force his way in.
Yes.
So she finally just clearly panned the camera to him.
Yeah.
The way that he tried to wrap that first class curtain around his body
and move out
the camera. It just was classic textbook Karen behavior.
Classic. Okay? Weaponizing his positioning.
Classic, Ebony. Yeah. You could hear it in the tone of voice that he was speaking to her in, which was inappropriate.
Absolutely.
Just like you could hear it dripping in the tone of that white man that walked past her talking shit. Now,
you could have kept your mouth closed.
And to be fair, I've been on both sides of that coin. Mm-hmm. I've had to deplane because of an ignorant passenger, right?
A drunk one, I have.
Which that's not what this was.
Right. I get
that
frustration,
so I've been there. However, the dynamics are a little bit different.
And it's also just shut the fuck up.
And just deplaying because you getting that off of your chest to her is not going to change anything about what's going on in this process.
And guess
you just want to pop your shit.
Guess what the real tea is, sir? If you so worried about your connection, bitch, fly private.
How about that?
that's the inherent risk you take when you fly a commercial flight.
Yep. There are variables and factors, external factors that may or may not.
Go and get your coin right and go ahead and go on that private flight, sir.
Right.
If you don't want to be bothered.
And you, white man, you 10 steps ahead of us any goddamn way.
What so you why on this flight are you, for anyway?
Now, and I feel like this young woman who means a lot to black people and
Absolutely.
Means a lot to the culture. We all know that track and field stars have always had a special place in the hearts of black America and people all over
the
world.
Shout out to Jesse Owens. Shout out to Wilma Rudolph. Let's do it. Let's
Flo Jo. You know,
Jackie Joyner Kersee.
Oh my God.
All
of these people who mean so much. Let's not start about the style trends that they've set and how she has echoed that tradition with her nails.
That.
And,
I love that.
Hair. You know, all the things that we love about her and seeing her literally bolt down that track.
Literally.
Right?
Smoke their ass.
She means a lot to us. Now, she's been in battle in the press over the years in situations that may or may not have been influenced by her own choices and behavior. Nonetheless, we give a damn about her.
Nonetheless, we're going to give her that grace because
she's
that's what we do. And she's very young and she's very talented and she's still growing.
Record-breaking athlete,
right?
How many athletes have other things that are going on in their lives and we give them grace? Why is she not, deserving of the same grace?
Could it have anything to do with the fact that she's a young woman who's a queer identity?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, though.
So, I just, in this particular case, that being said, with the history that we know she has with the press and with certain negative headlines, I was very proud of the way that she handled herself in this experience. Record their asses until
your
phone dies.
Until
and
your
even
battery
then,
dies.
You ask the lady that wanted the autograph to record.
Right. Oh,
okay?
Exactly.
Do
yeah.
that. I was very proud of the way she handled it. Yeah. And now I'm interested to know what are the legal ramifications of this entire experience.
Okay.
I'm on her side and fuck all the other people involved, just to be clear.
Okay. Well, Dustin, what we got to work on for you is figuring out your opinions.
Yeah. Because it's hard. I just shatter the fifth, right?
You're giving
so
wishy-washy. Not. All right. No, I love it.
You know I'm going to point this finger at me, okay?
Right here.
That motherfucker.
That one right there.
Yeah.
Okay, so culturally, subtextually, I agree with you completely. Mm-hmm. And I'll go even just a touch further. I think what Sha'Carri is representing, which is the same thing that Odell Beckham Jr. represented in his, you know, scenario, and I think it was also with America. But I want to say, to be fair, and I'm the Delta One Diamond Medallion member, to be clear.
Okay.
That is my preferred airline. Okay. I see you at the Sky Club.
Okay.
However, I've seen it happen on Delta flights too. Mm-hmm. You know, people talking about American, fine. This time, it's on United, it's on Delta, it's on, you know, it's just on
it,
whatever commercial flyer. Right. I was going to say Emirates.
Anyway.
You know,
it
was, I wouldn't know yet, but I'm going to find, I'm going to get on me an Emirates flight soon.
Okay. The nice one too.
We going first
class.
I'm going to just go ahead and do
it. You got to just give it up sometimes,
you know,
so you can lay it down.
And I heard it was real comfortable.
Me too. It looks gorgeous, right? Okay.
Okay.
Holding court live from Dubai. Where are we going? Okay.
Where are we going? For France, then we'll do Dubai.
There we go.
So this is subject to happen on any of these commercial spaces. Why? Because all these spaces are the same. They are spaces that are used to a dominant white male culture.
Absolutely.
And when you have the audacity to show up in anything outside of that dominant white hetero male culture, a la Odell Beckham Jr., young black rich,
yeah,
black man sitting up in first class,
a walking target,
a walking reflection of what I don't have as an entitled white person, and I feel you've taken it from me. Like, this
and they
is
knew
a
exactly
subtext,
who he was.
Right, y'all, and this is why this is important. You got to really take it down to the white meat.
Mm-hmm.
And I said that with intention.
Yeah, literally
you know?
And figuratively. And
that part. Okay, same with Sha'Carri. This young, black, rich, young, black, rich and famous black woman. So now I'm going to come to you with a certain tone, with a certain energy that is trying to put you back in
your
place.
They've been waiting on that opportunity any damn way.
Correct.
Yeah.
And because they know the conditions of which we fly, which I'm going to get to in a minute, they know that they have an opportunity to do that and that particular black individual is vulnerable because of the conditions of being on a federally regulated aircraft.
Absolutely.
So this is where I hate what I'm about to have to say to y'all jurors, but you need to know it. As disrespectful as that white man was to Sha'Carri, as disrespectful as that white person was to Odell Beckham Jr., in that exact moment, those black icons could do nothing but get the fuck off that plane.
Just be compliant in that case.
Yeah. And it actually, all of the back and forth. Save it. The time to litigate and negotiate the proper respectful treatment that I agree, Dustin, we all deserve is not in that moment on that plane because unfortunately, but I don't even know if I could put that qualifier on it. I'm just going to say the facts are the minute any and all of us click purchase. If you read the fine print, and this is what Dustin, y'all, you know, sometimes we're joking with y'all, but we ain't never really joking with y'all.
No.
At the end of every show, Dustin Ross says what?
Read them terms and conditions.
So your terms and conditions, flyers, when you purchase any of these commercial flights in any class, including Delta One, first class, they don't give a fuck about that. We are all agreeing, Dustin, the minute we press purchase, the fine print is telling you that you agree by the nature of your purchase that any and all staff on the flight can remove you for any reason. That's it. That is something that you have agreed upon purchase. And we probably don't know it. You know, I think Sha'Carri felt justified. You could tell it in her voice. You could tell, like you said, in her discipline, right? Like, hey, I'm not even about to get ignorant with you. I'm simply demanding respectful treatment.
Yeah.
We're not in a position to do it.
Okay. That's necessary information.
Yeah. Yeah. That is just the intrinsic nature of the flight agreement that any staff, and that it doesn't have to be the captain. I want to be clear. In the case of Sha'Carri, we saw it escalate to where captain stepped in. They are not bound by that. There is no review by the head person on the plane. If the young person that is giving you coffee says, you got to go?
You have to go.
You got to go.
airports, airplanes, you know, I put those under the same umbrella as like the courthouse, sure. You know, places where you really don't want to fuck around. Like if we have a disagreement and you tell me to deplane, I'm going to get off.
Yeah.
Now I might, you know, talk about your daughter or your mama or some on my way off. But I know that once those processes start, you really cannot, there's no going back or there's really no way to
not in that moment, in that particular space. And I'm glad you said that, that the courthouses, which we're going to get to in the next set of stories, courthouses, planes, places that are subject to municipal and even federal oversight.
Yep.
Okay. You really can't play around. Now, like you say, you want to talk a little shit on your way out, that's fine.
Hey.
You want to press record, great. After you deplane, you want to file all the complaints and paperwork with the airline itself. Hell, you can take it up with Pete and them at the Department of Transportation.
Yes, yeah.
Take it up, Mayor Pete.
Yeah.
You know, I encourage that.
Yeah.
But while you are on that actual airplane, while you are sitting on that tarmac, is not a time, even if you at the gate. Please don't play with these people.
Don't. Did you see the fool? I know this isn't on our docket for today, but did you see the lady, the fool, the white lady at the Atlanta at Hartsfield with that fire extinguisher?
Oh, my gosh. A mess. An absolute freaking mess.
That they took forever to detain.
Well, because that's the white privilege. So we already know that, right? And so that's what I'm saying. Don't misunderstand me, y'all. Dustin made it super plain, you know, that he is Team Shikari. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of the substance of what happened to this woman, we see it for what it is. It's very obvious. This is, I don't even like you uppity blacks that have somehow, you know, avoided the traps of subjugation and subordination that you people are supposed to remain in. And so I'm going to gut check you in the rare opportunities that I get to still remind you of your place in this society. And that's what we saw happen. And at the same time, because she purchased the ticket, you agreed purchase to a term that says anybody can kick you off that plane that is of the airline staff.
Yeah.
So can she file some type of legal recourse? She can, Dustin. I want to be clear. I don't see a lot of case for her because there's not like a legal obligation by any individual or airline to be respectful. Like, you know, what's the claim? So, unfortunately, it's just and I'll say I'll end this one with this because I think it's important. I think that sister did executed labor.
Yeah.
I think Odell Beckham Jr. executed labor. Those are individuals that are executing labor on behalf of broader black culture and community to say, I'm going to challenge you in this moment around your insistence of trying to subjugate me.
Yes, Ebony.
And it's important labor. And I've done it a time or two. But here's where you have to be careful every day, jurors. You got to assess your ability to handle that kind of smoke.
Yeah.
And Shikari's very aware of this because she says in her IG post, if what I executed and experienced and how I'm choosing to handle it, if it saves one black person.
I've done enough. Yep.
And again, this is a woman who is positioned to take a little smoke.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, Dustin, she has literally, pun intended, a track record. You know, I had to. Corny Ebony, I had to. She has a track record of taking on that labor on behalf of the culture and sitting in it and dealing with it and living to fight another day.
Yep.
Some of us are built for it. I'm built for it. Some smoke. Not all. Heaps of the motherfucking smoke.
Right.
But I can deal some smoke.
Right.
And I'm going to tell a personal anecdote and we're going to go on to Young Thug now and they silly self. It's not always white folks that does the work of the oppressor. Unfortunately, sometimes it be your own people. So this was just about a month ago. I was taking the train, as I often do, this is the Amtrak, from New York to D.C.
Yes.
Common, on the Acela.
I just did it last week. I love the Acela.
I love the Acela. So let's talk about the Acela.
Mm-hmm.
The Acela used to be
mm-hmm.
come one, come all, meaning when you buy your Acela ticket, which if you're not from the I guess, DMV metro area, you might be like, what the fuck are they talking about?
Right.
The Acela is a particular type of journey that is more or less express from New York City to D.C. It's the common route we take as New Yorkers. And it's a little bit more expensive, but it shaves off, what, about 45 minutes?
Yeah, about an hour.
About 45 minutes to an hour off your journey. And when you do what we do, time is money.
That's your most valuable resource.
That's the thing you can't make more of, is time. So that's very common. Now, I say all that to say this. The Acela used to be you pay a little bit more money, you get on your Acela flight, I mean, train seat, and it's general population, meaning open seating.
Right.
That's what it used to
be. And they've changed it to all business class now. Ebony, yes.
So I'm going to tell you what happened to your girl.
Okay.
So, as Dustin just said, now they got some new shit going. Where now it's all business class and they're assigning
basically assigned seating.
Seats.
Yes. Yep.
Okay. Not a problem. But I didn't know that shit.
Yeah. Y'all got to tell the motherfucker.
Right. And you got to give it some time to take place.
And
take
they
hold.
Have not let us know that. I only found out because I just wrote it. What, about
two weeks ago
coming from D.C.? So I'm right here with you.
Right. So this is about a month ago. So it's brand new. It's new Okay. Mm-hmm. And I just get on a train.
And sat down.
As I have done for the past 9 years I've lived in this city.
Yeah.
So then here comes sister girl, middle-aged. Mm-hmm. And when I say middle-aged, I mean my age.
Okay.
Because we've been halfway there.
Right.
Okay.
So she should have been chill.
But she wasn't chill at all. And I'm going to speculate on why I think she wasn't chill in a minute, but let me give you the facts.
Okay.
So sister girl come up to me in her Amtrak uniform. You know, because you give them the ticket, and she scans the ticket, and she says, can you read?
No, she did not ask you, can you read?
That was
read?
The first thing. Not good afternoon, ma'am.
Can you read?
This bitch said, can you read?
I sure can. So let's start talking about how that uniform fits.
How about that?
Let's go for it since you want to.
You know it was buckled.
Oh, I'm sure it was. You know? And I ain't talking about at the closing
waist.
Of the.
No, I'm talking about at the
anyway.
The, anyway. Right. Mm-hmm. But I didn't even do that. But what my right mind wanted to say, well, ma'am, I have 3 degrees that suggest I can. But you know, I didn't even.
You didn't even take it there.
I didn't even take it there. I said, ma'am, what are we getting to?
Yeah.
Let's just get there.
Exactly, Ebony.
I mean, do you see this and this? It tells you that this is a seat. I said, okay, so I need to be in this assigned seat. Is that what you're communicating to me?
Because I can move.
That's not even a problem.
Right. Bitch.
Right. I mean, so yeah, yes, you do. You need to move. And I mean, I said, here you go. Just got to keep talking. You need to move. And I mean, I did say that 1,000 times on the loudspeaker. I said, well, was it 1,000? Did you
right,
say it?
Right.
I said, and furthermore, as you might imagine, as normal standard behavior these days, my earbuds were in. Mm-hmm. So, ma'am, I didn't hear you. Mm-hmm. Well, you need to take those out because I could have saved your life. Bitch. Actually, that's God above. You can't do nothing for me but get the fuck out of my way as I gather my belongings and go to my assigned seat. But I kept it real, playa.
Yeah.
You would have been proud.
Thank you. I'm glad. I'm so glad.
Because a couple things were going through my mind. Number one, I don't know who recognizes me on this. And that's just the reality we have to deal with.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
So I'm also modeling behavior.
Yeah. You're mindful.
And I'm mindful. But I know what that was about. Number one, I think that sometimes women like this sister look at whether she knew. I don't know that she even knew, quote, who I was in the business or anything like that. I think she just thought I looked like a soft bitch.
She was
bitch.
Presumptive.
No, and I think she thought I looked like a soft bitch. I think she thought maybe I looked young. I didn't have any makeup on. I think she thought I was, I don't know who the fuck she thought I was.
Yeah.
But she found out that day. I'm Gloria's
sitting,
daughter.
She's standing.
Yeah,
that's
she's sitting,
just
I'm
dynamic,
standing.
You know?
She's in a position of authority
yeah.
because I'm an Amtrak passenger.
All them keys on her belt.
That's happy about
don't
it.
Get me started.
You know, knowing, because they know, and that's something for y'all to know, jurors, when you're on the flight, the plane, the bus,
they
know
the upper hand.
The authority that they have. And so all she wanted me to pop off.
And
so
engage in that way.
So she could get me off that train, and then I could miss what? My speaking engagement and miss my bag.
Yep.
So I wasn't going to give her the satisfaction. But just be mindful of that. Sometimes the oppressor's work is also done by us.
Can you read?
She said, can you read?
That's okay.
To me.
Yeah. I hope somebody rolls their suitcase over her foot.
Listen, I read, bitch, I write. Matter of fact, you should get a copy of both of my books.
Right, exactly.
Including the new release.
Because guess who's getting a copy of the complaint that I'm filing, okay?
That part. All right, so that's that. Let's talk Young Thug, Dustin. My goodness. So this went viral, obviously, on all the sites. And what was so sad, it wasn't even just the words or the story. It was the video.
The video. The goddamn video.
Sir, you know there's cameras every time that you're in court, right? So this one was stupid, y'all. So this is Young Thug, again, already on trial, really almost for his life, you could say, with these federal RICO, state-level Georgia RICO charges. Mm-hmm. And by the way, we don't know what the feds are going to come with.
But, still.
But know that they're probably coming.
Yeah.
So you got a lot going on, Young Thug, is my point. And you and apparently this co-defendant of yours, what's his name? Adams. Mm-hmm. Khalif Adams. Mm-hmm. He's one of the co-defendants in the RICO situation. Allegedly, y'all doing hand-to-hand drug transactions where you're giving this, you're giving Young Thug a Percocet in the middle of court. Hand-to-hand. We can basically see it on the videotape. And the defense is Young Thug's lawyer, Dustin, trying to say he didn't know it was a Percocet. Okay.
And he gave it right back.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. Because all of this is just confusing to me.
And unnecessarily
like,
so.
Why?
And just unnecessarily
why
so.
Why would you do this?
So then you've got some, y'all doing hand-to-hand patty cake shit under the table or whatever.
Like.
Sheriff deputies take the alleged Percocet, okay? And Adams, the co-defendant, allegedly is resisting arrest. They say he's literally eating pills.
Ingesting. Yep.
And yeah, so he can hide the contraband, mm-hmm. you know, so you can't prosecute what you have no evidence mm-hmm. of. So if I swallow all these pills.
What you going to do?
Well, what they did was take his ass to the hospital,
uh-huh.
get that stomach pumped.
Pumped. Which I know that
pump,
hurt.
Pump
okay,
it up.
Pump it up.
You know, I
okay.
had to. Shout out to you know who.
Uh-huh. And his outfits.
And it was a mess. And they was really doing the most. And I've seen a lot. And this is some classic shit where they try to hide the smell of the marijuana with the oregano. Mm-hmm, and they, mm-hmm, this was like, the validity and truth of this will play out in court. Of course, these all remain allegations right now as we
yes.
talk about the story.
Of course,
y'all know that part. But this is like some shit out of a spoof of The Wire.
Seriously.
Like, that's what this is.
Because they would have got it passed.
Yeah.
We wouldn't have known.
Because they weren't out there so crazy as hell, high level up in the organizations doing hand-to-hands.
Why?
You got the little boys on the street doing hand-to-hands. Everybody
and y'all
know
are
that.
Literally in the courtroom.
Facing state level RICO organized crime racketeering charges for this exact conduct.
It's just shocking. You know what I'm saying?
Shockingly like, stupid.
Like, why don't you get it at this point that you need to...
I think they're high, Dustin. I do. I think you got to be.
Damn.
You have got to be impaired.
Yeah.
In your
seriously
thinking.
Disconnected.
Yes.
Seriously.
I was reading this and I was watching it, and I think that they are high all the time.
Wow. Because
nothing else makes sense.
Let me tell you something. I don't know. Well, I guess it's just. I can't say what I want to
say. I can
say.
So I was like.
We're going to have to offline about this.
I was going to say, and there was a part, y'all, I wish you were in this in this studio in this exact moment, because my mind was just going 30 miles an hour because I was thinking, or like 300. Really, mm-hmm. I'm thinking of Dustin as my friend.
Yes.
But I'm thinking of him as a co-host and executive producer of this show, so I
yes.
wanted to say it, but then I'm thinking as your lawyer.
Yeah.
So I'm like, shut the fuck up,
and
Dustin.
I'm thinking of it as all those things, and I'm like, you know
yeah.
what? Let me just
you know
quiet.
What? We
but
just going to move on.
This is just so unnecessary. This is literally egregious.
It is. This was. Okay. This was egregiously dumb.
Like what?
And similarly egregiously dumb. Mm-hmm. And like you say, so it's just be your dumbass family sometimes. God bless them. And I do think they mean well. Just like I think what's a little dumb?
Tory
Lane's daddy. You took mm-hmm. it right out of my head. I think his dumb daddy meant well.
His name is, I believe it's Daystar.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you said his daddy's name was going
to
be what?
Shout out to my friend, Dr. Takiya Robinson, who said his daddy's name was OnStar.
Ah!
OnStar, whatever his daddy's
name. We recall that, yeah.
But yeah, him and that woman that he was with who had the Tweety Bird t-shirt on.
Totally. Totally.
Who's taking you serious, ma'am?
I don't even think they understand the optics. clearly, you know. And I think they thought they were doing him some service, and they, all you did was perform a disservice.
You tell my family to get that. I'm giving you permission, which I know that my family would never do that anyway.
No,
but
no.
Tell them. Yeah. You're going to have to move.
Well, yeah, okay. And I think my mother knows enough to know that if, heaven forbid, I was to find myself in a situation like this, she knows she don't need to be there. Because you already know how, you know.
Just don't go.
And sometimes that's the answer. So, yeah, Gotti's mother, I think meaning well, but doing wrong. Allegedly. Miss Latasha Kendrick, she was caught allegedly trying to smuggle her son some tobacco in the Fulton County courthouse. Again, y'all playing in these Georgia courthouses, and I don't know why.
You're already there.
Same thing. This is another member of YSL in this same organization with the young, the same energy. And this 51-year-old woman, grown-ass woman, this boy's mother, this young man's mother, now she's got charges. Now, they're small, thank God. She's being charged with one count of criminal attempts to commit a misdemeanor. So it's an attempt of an attempt. and then also his baby mama, right there with her, Nyesha Cox. She's also been charged, but they have not been able to even execute her warrant. The baby mama on the run. So now she gonna have to come to court, and y'all remember there's a previous holding court episode where we talk about them failure to appear.
Yeah,
you know, you better show up and get that warrant, get your court date, and do right
and handle it
and get it handled, because it just gets worse.
Yeah.
So it's just I just want to throw all of this away, and just I really just am tired of hearing about YSL. There's only one kind of YSL I'm interested in, and you know what
kind it is.
It's found right there on Madison.
Thank you. Okay, not this one, but I hate this for them. It does nothing to help the conversation that's already surrounding this case.
Correct.
Now you got these dumbass family members making things worse over what? Nicotine and the damn perk?
I'm going to tell you who's probably hot. The defense team lawyers. Because and I've been there. Now it's like, okay, I can't even get your ass out of one situation without you coming to me with some more. How are you getting more charges? And it happens all the time. In the middle of us trying to make this shit go away. You are making my job harder.
This is why lawyers and legal counsel quit on
your
ass. Yes,
this exact, Your Honor, I tried my best. I'm now asking to be removed from the case.
Don't save her. She don't want
to
be saved.
Because I'm trying to save her. Your Honor, she don't want to be saved. That is the most frustrating. I have been, and I guess I'm being triggered now because I'm having flashbacks, Dustin, where I've had cases, complicated federal level cases in my case, state level charges complicated like this. Where you got charges in Durham County, Mecklenburg County, Orange County, and I'm trying to work my magic, my legal magic, and I'm calling this DA and this DA, and I'm pairing them up, and I'm getting shit dismissed, and we rocking and we rolling and shit looking good. Miss Williams.
My mama handed me a cigarette. What?
I was in Fayetteville, and I ran into a situation. I mean, because you know.
God, no, but it's.
I was rooting for you.
Seriously. It's unbelievable the strides that you can make for someone, and then they just take you right back
and take you
ground
just,
zero all over again.
Yeah, and now how
what the hell we
now
gonna
the
do
egg
now?
On my face.
Yeah,
when I go back to this same prosecutor, like so listen, you know, and
we
that's
got
how
some
it
more
be.
Shit to
yes,
talk about.
and that's literally how this shit be.
Wow, Ebony.
So
thanks a lot, Mama Yak.
Yeah, Mama Yak and. Brother man from the fifth floor, fucking
right.
Shit up.
The fifth floor.
That one.
Okay.
The one with the four fingers, not
God
the five.
Damn.
All right, y'all. So, flashbacks. Speaking of flashbacks, this story gave me some nostalgia.
Okay. We love that.
We love a little nostalgia here on Holding Court.
Yes.
Y'all have seen the Cardi B. She, by the way, we have to give shout out to our mutual friend and industry colleague and really just superstar Jason Lee.
Absolutely.
With his fantastic brand new talk show.
The Jason Lee Show.
The Jason Lee Show presented by your network partner, Revolt.
Yes, absolutely. Congratulations,
hey,
Jason.
Hey, DeTavio.
Yep, and DeTavio, what's up?
Shout out to Revolt.
And
I Love Jason's Show, which premiered with a fabulous Cardi exclusive in-depth interview with Cardi B.
Yes.
And he, as he always does, went there. You know, we got answers about how she and Offset felt the news of Takeoff.
Yep.
We got things around their challenges in their marriage and what made them stay with it, stay the course. It was a fantastic exclusive. So, in the spirit of that, Cardi also made some news recently because she had to ask the court and was granted, thank goodness, an extension for her to complete some community service.
Yeah.
She was ordered to complete some community service as a result, Dustin, of a plea deal she took last September. So we're talking about September 2020 that was all connected to some rouhaha from a Queen strip club. Just a mess, child. Okay. So anyway, but that was, those were some real charges. We covered that on season one of Holding Court. She was looking at two felonies and some other shit. It didn't look good. Cardi and her legal team said, we're not even about to
play
tempt
these games.
This. We're not about to tempt this fate or play these games. So because you play stupid games and you win stupid prizes.
Stupid prizes.
Shout out to Dr. David Johns.
Dr. Johns.
That's it. So she went. They went ahead and made a nice plea deal. Only ended up pleading to some misdemeanors only. All the felonies were dismissed. And all she had to really do was this court-ordered community service, pay some fines, and she had no jail time.
Yeah.
Very common. All right, so the thing about it, when you do these plea deals, and I'm all too familiar because I'll get to my why in a minute. On both, listen, Dustin, both sides of the deal.
Okay.
I've been on both. I've been on both sides of the deal. Don't worry about
okay.
it. Okay. There are timelines.
Yeah.
Okay, the court not going to play with you forever.
Mm-hmm.
So when they say you're supposed to do this community service, they give you a completion date. And at that date, let me tell you what happens. You and your legal team are supposed to go back to court. Sometimes even just your legal team can go, depending on your situation.
Mm-hmm.
And give your certificate of completion, literally. At least that's how it used to be back in the day. It's probably digital now. Either way. Present your proof to the court that the service has been completed, and then it's your
done.
Case is disposed. It's disposed of.
Okay.
So either that's closed the file, that's dismissed the file. Sometimes if you want deferred prosecution, thank God for deferred prosecution. Won't he do it?
Okay.
and whatever the situation is.
Yes.
So what happens when the date comes and you ain't done your service? That's what Cardi ran into. So she goes, I'll tell you what happens. You and your team go, you got to go for that one.
Mm-hmm.
That ain't no option
because
you wrong.
We need to see you.
Yeah, you bet. You look like you playing games.
You got some splaining to do,
that's
Lucy.
It, and you got to do it in person.
Okay, yeah.
Because otherwise, you bitch, you trying to evade what you're doing.
Yep.
So you have to go to court, and she went, and she asked the Queens County Criminal Court down the street to give her an extension. And she got one. Now, let me tell you how this goes. Typically, unless you got a real piece of shit judge, you will get one extension. That's what Cardi got. We saw her on Instagram doing her service.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to find out details about where and what service she had to perform after the fact. And that makes sense in her case to protect her safety, of course. And this will be done and closed, and Cardi moves on with her life. Great. Let me tell you what my dumb ass did, Dustin. So y'all know when Auntie E was a young, foolish child, all of 17 years old, I will say I always had my good taste. So I wanted these Stuart Weitzman silver strappy shoes to wear to my Black Student Movement ball.
Because period.
Because because if I was going to go to the BSM ball, I was going to be looking good.
All right.
Okay?
How about that?
Classic.
Okay.
Okay. No Nine West for me, honey.
No, Stuart
Weitzman.
Okay,
Stuart Weitzman.
Okay.
Okay. And I just think that's really remarkable. I mean, I want to flex for a minute. That even at that young age,
yes,
that I just knew quality.
You knew. You had the right eye.
Because I put on a pair of Stuart Weitzman today.
Today. You said, that's where my feet belong.
That's it.
Okay.
Always aspirational.
That's it. Yep. Always stepping up and
stepping
standing
up
to the occasion.
That's it.
That's right.
That's it. And that was in the piano lesson.
I love that.
It was all good. Anyway. you know, I've always been destined for, you know, the right things in life. But I ain't had no money. So my dumb ass went to a store called, and only those of you in the South are going to know this, went to a Belk.
A Belk, okay? Belk, department store. Okay,
yes!
How about it?
Yes. Yep. Do they have Belk in Atlanta?
I know they have Belk in Georgia. I'm not sure if they have it in Atlanta.
Yeah.
I'm familiar with Belk from a short stint in Valdosta, Georgia.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. And we won't talk about what that stint entailed.
Yeah.
Anyway, I got some ideas.
Uh-huh.
All right, so I'm at the Belk.
Mm-hmm.
And just literally picked these shoes up and walked, because that was going to be my hustle. Oh, my God, I forgot to. Okay, you can imagine how successful that was. So they detained my ass, and I had a court date. And it was my first offense. And if you've heard the story before, whatever, you know how it ends. Long story, very short. I was prepared to plead guilty because I was terrified. I thought I was going to go to jail for 30 years. I thought my whole life and career was over. I was a sophomore at UNC Chapel Hill at the time. Wanted to call myself, be a lawyer. I'm like, oh, I'm fucked up. Oh, this is a mess. So I get to court, and I'm, you know, the young white male prosecutor does what he does with, you know, probably all the cases, in fairness to him, but certainly the ones that involve young black people who they predisposed to be of criminal ilk anyway, offered me a plea deal where I was going to plead guilty, wear the conviction, and get on probation. Mm-hmm. That's how that goes. Mm-hmm. I get in front of the judge, Dustin, who happened to be an elderly old white man, and this was in Orange County. Oh, no, was it Durham? I think it was Durham County.
Okay.
Anyways, and he says, Ms. Williams, I see here you're pleading guilty to one count of misdemeanor larceny. And I'm going to tell you what's crazy. That was one count of misdemeanor larceny because that particular pair of Stuart Weitzman shoes were like $320 back then.
Back then. Mm-hmm.
Couple things. Number one, had I, well, Belk didn't have them, but had they carried Louboutins back then, and let's say I had picked up a pair of like $1,000 Louboutins, I would have been charged with a felony.
Wow, because of the price of the item.
Because of the price of the item. Ooh. Just know that. All right, so Miss Williams, misdemeanor larceny, okay. Miss Williams, have you ever been in trouble before? No, Your Honor. Scared little pussy.
Very meek.
Very meek, and all that bravado was gone. All this bravado, y'all see, wasn't there. No, Your Honor. Where do you attend school? Yes, Your Honor. UNC Chapel Hill. Oh, fine school, fine school. What do you want to do with it? I'd like to be a lawyer. Well, you're off to a fine start, Miss Williams. You know, this ain't the way to start.
Yeah. No shit, Quaker Oats nigga. Right, you tell me the goddamn sentence.
So he says, I'm actually going to reject your plea deal. I said, oh, shit, I'm going to jail today. He said, I'm going to give you something called deferred prosecution, where I'm going to let you earn these charges to be dismissed. Are you interested in that? I said, oh, yes.
Yes.
Tell me more.
Yes. My bad about calling you the Quaker Oats.
Yeah!
Man.
Let me fix my attitude.
Okay.
So that's what happened, y'all. So I got deferred. I was told, but I had to do a lot of community service, more than Cardi. I had to do like 40 hours. Mm-hmm. Of, I don't know, maybe more than that. It was a lot. And paid my money and da 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 da. And then my charges, I would come back to court in a year. Mm-hmm. You don't get in trouble for that year. That's a part of the conditions, terms and conditions. Mm-hmm. And then poof.
Gone.
Charges gone. Get your, what you call it? I'm about to call it an annulment, but I got one of them too. Mm-hmm. Don't worry about it. That's another show for another day. We'll talk about annulments another time. Expunged. Yes, I got my charge, my dismissal even expunged, and the rest is history. You know, I went on to have a prolific legal career.
Yes.
But I played with the court, Dustin. I did not have my community service done because I was too busy still partying and having too much goddamn fun in Carolina.
Okay.
So I went back to court. I wasn't even tripping. I didn't think nothing of it. Like, I'm just going to go tell them, you know, I ain't had time to do it, Your Honor, you know, but I'm going to get it done. And woo, woo, woo. So that's what I did for the first time. And he said, okay, Ms. Williams, I'm going to give you one more time. I was in front of the same. They always set your shit with the same judge.
Yeah.
So you can't play no games.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, okay, Your Honor, next time, for sure. Next time, come. Why my black ass still ain't done the service?
Uh-oh. Uh-oh, Ebony.
So I said, well, Your Honor, he said, now, Ms. Williams, basically, bitch, I'm tired of playing with you. Yeah. Now, I was trying to help your dumb ass out, but you act like you don't want to be saved.
Okay.
So he said, I'm going to give you exactly one more time, and the next time, it ain't going to be no conversation. You're going to plead guilty that day in court, and you're going to have a conviction on your record.
Mm.
And that was fair.
That's all you needed to hear.
Well, shit. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I ended up serving my community service, y'all. It was only one place that had enough slots for my lengthy stint, and it was a nunnery.
Wow.
So I went to a nunnery way the fuck out past Orange and Durham County. I don't even know where this place was, y'all. It took me an hour and a half just to get there. Mm-hmm. And I had to go every Saturday and every Sunday for like 3 months to get all my hours in. And it was really peaceful.
Wow.
And it was me and some nuns.
Wow.
And we were making soup, and we were cleaning up the beds and making and doing the laundry.
Yes.
And that was my community service. But the point of the story is, don't be like your dumbass Auntie E and keep playing with the course time. When they give you a deadline, respect the deadline.
Respect the deadline.
Because you're going to be like Cardi. You might get one extension, but they're not going to keep extending your ass.
Yeah.
In a minute, you're going to end up with that guilty.
Yeah.
So,
wow.
Moral of the story.
Hilarious story, though. Shout out to them nuns. I hope they got some.
They, I don't think they never got none.
Damn.
But the good Lord.
Damn. Okay. Well, I hope he gave him a good one. Okay. And at least in the
And
dream.
I hope they got a front row in the heaven.
Yeah, like exactly. VIP.
VIP. Oh, they definitely got VIP.
VIP, for sure.
They got the VIP.
For sure.
Oh, all right. That's it for this week's episode of Holding Court, y'all. Y'all know we're going to be back same time, same place next week when we'll be back in session. In the meantime, we covered some good shit today, y'all. We talked about the plane situation, the train situation, the courtroom situation, and the nunnery.
That's right. A nunnery. A goddamn nunnery.
I hope you took notes.
Me too.
What you want the people to do, Dustin?
Read their terms and conditions, like you said.
Closely.
Read your terms and conditions.
Yeah, for real.
Know what you're walking into.
And sign into.
Mm-hmm.
All right, see y'all next time. Holding Court is an Interval Presents original production from Uppity Productions in association with Dossie Media. Executive producer and host, Ebony K. Williams. Co-host and producer, Dustin Ross. From Interval Presents, executive producers, Alan Coy and Jay Kleinberg. Produced, of course, by Ashley J. Hobbs. Editing, sound design, and mix by Stephanie Morell. Original music by Epidemic Sound. Video editing by Kason Alexander and Courtney Deans. Consultant, Carla Wilmaris. Special thanks to Operations Lead, Sarah Yu. Business Development Lead, Sheffy Ellen Swag. And Marketing Lead, Samira Still.